We want to welcome Nathan Ingham to the show, York 9 FC starting goalkeeper. How's it going, man?
How's it going, guys? Yeah, it's going well. Thanks for having me.
Man, I don't know if this is maybe the biggest game you've played in. You know, more than 20,000 fans at Tim Hortons Field. You guys are away. You know, excitement? I mean, what's this going to be like for you on the day?
Yeah. I think they all kind of bundle together. There's going to be a ton of excitement. It'll be important for myself and all the guys really to get in there, not get overwhelmed by the moment, and take it in, try and enjoy it. And then, but once the whistle blows and you kind of get the touches on the ball, it just kind of all goes away. You're so focused, and it's not until you score a goal or you have a break in play that you can really kind of hear the fans. So other than that, you're just talking to each other, you're helping each other out. And, all focus is just trying to get 3 points.
What's the preparation been like in York 9's camp? We've taken in a few training sessions. We've been at Forge and seen what they're doing. But what's it like on the inside of the locker room right now in York region?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Honestly, the spirits are quite high. Everyone's excited for this. Everyone's working hard. The competitive nature for the training sessions the last month especially, and then Dominican on, has just been trying to get in that lineup, trying to be one of the guys that's going to be able to walk on that field for the CPL's first ever match. So there's been no shortage of competitive nature in training, and just a lot of guys that are really hungry. For some guys, they're coming back home and getting a second chance maybe, or some guys getting their first ever chance as a pro. So there's a good mix of everyone, and everyone's got their own reasons to be excited for this. But the locker room's great right now, and I'm sure that's pretty normal across the league.
The talking heads at Center Circle Live, the crew here, we all call this a derby. League's calling it a 905 derby. The fans are calling it the 905 derby. But do the players on the inside, you know, feel that kind of rivalry despite not having, you know, met yet in a real game? I think, you know, one thing that's interesting about, you know, York and Forge is that a lot of the players already know each other. They've played against each other in the past. That has to add something, you know, to the tie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely adds something. Like, you're not going in blind. It's not just a random game. You know everyone. They know all of us. Some guys you don't like, some guys you grew up playing with, you know what I mean? So it's all across the board. But for me, rivalries are strictly based on after you've played each other, when you got a couple guys that don't like each other, when you've been through battles against each other, when you knock each other out of cups, when you beat someone in the league, you know, like that's what really builds a rivalry. So it's exciting for the fans. It's because they're so close, they can kind of get in the stadium and you'll hear some chants and songs back and forth, which will be adding to the atmosphere as well. But for the players, we're aware of it. We know what's going on. It's not going to be a friendly game, I can tell you that. But as far as a cut and dry rivalry, we're not there yet, but I can't imagine it'll take us long to get there.
Yeah, I mean, you guys open, you know, your home slate against Forge later in May, so that's going to be an exciting one on onesoccer.ca. Have you taken a step back and just thought about the historical significance of York 9 going into this game? And, you know, you'll be able to look back in a few decades and realize you were a part of something special, and say that you were a part of the inaugural match. And does that give you, you know, chills? Do you think about it? Do you reflect already despite having not even been there yet?
Yeah, there's certain days you're definitely kind of driving home from training, maybe you think about it and you kind of dream about it, or you're laying in bed and you're, you know, kind of visualizing it, and there's no doubt that that's in everyone's mind. And since we're one of the only countries in the world without a top flight league, our own domestic league until now, what's happening now is never really going to happen again. We're doing something that'll not only be once in a lifetime for us, but once in a lifetime for the world. So in we're in the technological age, social media is all over it. CBC, we're super thankful they're picking up the game, and everything about it is exciting, honestly. And you do think about it. You do think about maybe telling your kids or your grandkids one day, or and seeing the first ever starting 11 picture and saying that, hey, that was me. That was me in my prime. And, you know, it does. It makes me smile just talking about it now. Like, it's a really, really unique experience. And I hope you can't really fully appreciate it right now, but I hope we do our best to take in the moment and still focus and get the work done.
So those 90 minutes of soccer, you know, you guys will be focusing the way you do for any game. The significance of the moment around it, of course, will be for the fans to enjoy, for the onlookers to sort of take in. But what's the final thought that you can give us before you sort of enter that match? What are you hoping to see from your teammates, and what are you hoping to see from yourself on that day?
Yeah, it's another good question. We want to work for each other. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to go through a 90-minute game and not make a single mistake. It's bound to happen. There's going to be some errant passes. There's going to be some loose defending maybe. But anytime we lose the possession, I want to see numbers behind the ball. I want to see our defenders making up for stuff and making big tackles, and making big plays, encouraging each other. You know, helping each other out. If they break through, if I can bail the team out with a couple saves. But just knowing, looking across the field in a loud atmosphere and kind of giving your guys a look and going, I got you. And that's what wins games at the end of the day. It's just working for each other, not doing it for yourself. If we can kind of put all that together with the athleticism, the skill we have, if we can outwork them across the field and win our battles, I like our odds. I like our odds a lot.
All right, thanks, Nathan, and good luck this weekend at Tim Hortons Field as you guys kick off against Forge FC. We'll see you later.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.